In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. Our God cannot be understood. We heard in the Gospel reading that the wind blows where he will, and so does the Spirit. You can't control the Spirit. You and I don't even have the power to do that. You and I don't even have the power to save ourselves or to see God at work. And in fact, in reality, you and I have no power. All the power that you and I think that we have in life, it's all an illusion, because God holds all power. But of course, it doesn't seem like that, does it? It doesn't seem like God is all powerful. You and I think that we have so much power. I mean, after all, over the course of history, we've tamed the Wild West. We've conquered the far reaches of the earth. We've advanced in science. We're plumbing the depths of genetics. We're conquering cancer. And so we feel powerful sometimes. But we are not. You and I only have as much power as God gives us. You and I can only do whatever we can muster by the power of our own arms or our intellects or our pocketbooks. And of course, none of those forms of power can bend the laws of the universe. None of them can bring the dead to life. None of them can convert the sinful heart or keep someone alive whose time is up. None of those powers can even make our children do what we want them to for very long, can they? Repent. Whatever power you think you have, it is an illusion. But equally false is the idea that evil is winning, that Satan is in control, that death is all powerful. For all of our medical advances, for being able to diagnose what's going on so much more accurately in our bodies, we still can't conquer cancer. It still robs us and mocks us at every turn. And even the vigor of our youth is left to us these days. It's left when human wickedness destroys and ravages our young people. It's left when disease takes away their vitality and joy. And it deprives us then of our illusions of being carefree. And those realities, they make us think that death is winning. But it is not. God the Father Almighty has the power. But staring in the face of this world, it does not seem like he does. It seems like God is asleep at the wheel. Of course, the problem is that he gave some of his power to us. And we were, and we are, deceived by Satan's false promises. That deception that he perpetrated on us, it brought death and powerlessness to us. God had given us life and power, but our first parents gave it away for a false promise and a bite of pretty fruit. And you and I, we keep falling for those same false promises of Satan again and again, whether they are accompanied by a bowl of porridge or some glass beads or some kind of electronic gizmos. You and I don't even have the power to stop ourselves from falling for those lies, even when we know that they're there, because you and I are victims. We are addicted to our victimhood, and in our affliction, we often victimize others in order to feel better about ourselves. And so that wicked cycle just keeps going round and round. Repent. We are hit and run victims until God, the all-powerful, steps in. He made us. He has the power to free us. He exercised that power in his Son. But looking around, he does not seem so powerful. He seems absent. Not because he is absent, but because he stopped walking among us so that he could save us. You see, his power eradicates evil. It swallows evil up with good. And in the beginning, he created all things good, but man's sin brought this less than good world to us that you and I see around us now. And our God doesn't simply want to eradicate all evil, including the evil in you and me, including you and me. He doesn't want to eradicate all evil. Rather, he wants to save us. And so he hides himself in the flesh of Jesus. He is hiddenly at work in the world when you and I live faithfully in the callings that he gives to us. Our salvation is hidden from the world's eyes by water and word, by bread and wine. Now remember, you can't control God. God is like the wind. You can't see the wind, but the wind is powerful. The wind carves rocks over time. It can move and tear apart mountains. The wind can lift up oceans and dump them on the land. The wind can tear down buildings in a blast. You and I can't see the wind. We can only see what the wind is actually moving. But you and I can hear the wind, can't we? Just because you can't see God does not mean that God is not there. Nor does it mean that he is not powerful. In fact, you only have the eyes to see him at work if he is already at work in you, because he's hidden himself. But he's the one who gives you a rebirth, a new life. Not a physical rebirth of your body, although that will come in the blink of an eye at the end of time when he returns. But the rebirth he gives us is a new heart, a new and an everlasting life, where we are born from above, from God your Father. Until that last day, though, we are still born of flesh, aren't we? We are born of our earthly fathers and mothers, and flesh gives birth to flesh. And that means that we still struggle and suffer the powerlessness of our fallen state. But in your second birth from above, by water and the Spirit, you have been born of the Spirit. That means your sin has been washed away, so that the righteous power of God the Father flows in you through his Spirit. And you can't see God doing this. You can only hear it. For his power is not in water sprinkled on babies' heads, but in his word, which is heard by you and me, and by those babies who receive that birth of water and the word. You and I don't see the Spirit rushing on those folks when they are getting soaked with the Spirit there in their baptism. But it does not mean that it is not happening. God is powerful. He wielded that power to bring you and all things into existence. He did it by speaking. He sent forth his power in his only Son, the Word made flesh, in order to conquer your enemies. His unseen Spirit is his power at work in this world, even now, when his Word is proclaimed in your hearing or the hearing of anyone else. And the Spirit wants you to know one particular thing, that God, your Father, loves you in Jesus Christ. For God loved the world in this way. He gave the only begotten Son in order that every believing one in him should not be destroyed, but should have eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.